The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, it's Pastor Dudley Rutherford from Shepherd Church, and you are listening to KKLA, and I am filling in for Frank Sontag on the Frank Sontag Show. Frank is a dear, dear brother of mine, and today he's having a day off, and he needed a day off, and he'll be back with us on Monday. And they called and asked if I would be willing to fill in. I've done this a few times for him. Never feel like I'm ever worthy to fill in for him. And I don't know if you all know, but I personally listen as much as I can to the Frank Sontag Show, because I think Frank has a pastor's heart. And he, you know, a pastor is different than a radio host, just so you know. I wear the hat of a pastor. And on Sunday mornings and Saturday nights at 6 o'clock at Shepherd Church, I'm preaching. I am a pastor by trade. That's what I do. It's the call of God upon my life. But sometimes we expect Frank to be a pastor. He's not a pastor. He's a talk show host. But he is a believer. He's a Christian. He's a man of many principles and morals, and he's deeply burdened about where our country is today. And so we have that in common. We have that in common. And I don't know. I've said this, I said it for Frank Pastore, and I say it now for Frank Sontag. I don't know of another person in our city that preaches to as many people or speaks to as many people every day via this radio program as Frank Sontag. And so I pray for him constantly. I know that it doesn't matter who you are. If you're involved in ministry, you are under attack. It doesn't matter who you are. Every pastor in this city is under attack. You look at Greg Laurie and you think, oh, look at Greg. He runs Harvest. He drives a Harley. It doesn't matter if he is leading a church, a small one or a large church. He is under attack. And so I want to encourage you to always pray for your pastors, pray for your leadership in your local churches. And I also ask that when you pray, that you would pray for KKLA and pray for those involved in ministry here, those behind the scenes, like my man Wilbert back here, and those who are taking the phone calls out front, because there's a spiritual battle that's being fought for the lives of people and for the soul of this city and for the soul of this nation. And Frank, you know, he rings the bell on behalf of Jesus Christ, and he's a non-compromising guy. And so, you know, God called him out of a crazy background, a crazy life, and God, you know, cleaned him up, and it's called justification, justified, and then he sanctifies us, and he makes us more like Christ. And then God gave him this voice. When Frank is sitting here at this desk and he's talking over these airways, he is, I tell you, it's the voice of a shepherd. And we've been teaching through Psalm chapter 23 at Shepherd Church as we lead up to Easter weekend, which is only a few weeks away. And so I pray for Frank and his family and for his ministry. And I love KKLA, and I hope that you listen. You know, it's easy to get in your car and tune to a different radio station, but there's not a more important radio station for you to listen to. The rest of what you're listening to on that radio dial is filler. It's some of it's meant to rile you up, but KKLA, we're here to honor Christ and to be a voice in the wilderness. And our country, it is the wilderness. We are as lost can be. And there's always debate, you know, we try to go back and look at what our country was founded on, Christian morals and Christian principles. And I believe that, I do believe we were once a Christian nation to a pretty high degree, but no longer. We as a nation, we have turned our back on God, and we are surely paying the price for that right now. And as you look at the news and social media, it just appears that things keep getting worse and worse. And so thank those of you who are listening, because we wouldn't be here without you. And I just want to encourage you to always tune in to the Frank Sontag Show Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 and pray for our host, Frank Sontag. Again, my name is Dudley Rutherford. I'm a pastor of a local church here called Shepherd Church in the San Fernando Valley, and it's just an honor to be here. I want to take this last hour, this next hour of our time together to talk about the end times and the things that are going on in our country as you look at where we are. Are we living in the last days? Have we reached that point of no return as a nation? You know, God calls us to repentance. He calls us to turn back to Him. And yet there is so much evil in our world today, and we're living in a day and age. And you just study the Bible. There comes a point where your culture, your world, begins to call things that are good evil, and the things that are evil, you actually call them good. And that's what I see as a pastor. And I believe personally that we are living in the end times. I'm going to read an article here and some scripture, but I'd love to hear from you. We're going to take this hour to hear from our listeners. And I guess I have like three questions for you, and they all go together. One is, do you believe? I want to know if you believe, because I believe, but I want to know, do you believe, are we living in the end times? And if you believe that, why do you believe that? And then I want to ask you, what is your prayer for our city? What is your prayer for our nation? And I think the Spirit of God, you know, is not divided. We in the flesh are divided, but the Spirit of God is not divided. The same Spirit that is within you is the same Spirit of God that is within me. And I know that there are those who look at everything going on right now, and they just, you know, they think that everything's normal. But I have an article here. Let me give out the phone number first. The number is 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. And I'm asking you, do you believe, do you think that we're living in the end times? And if so, why do you believe that? And what is your prayer for our city? So call us at 888-528-2557. We'll put you on the air. But I found an article this week from Lifeway Research, which I believe is out of Nashville, Tennessee. And it's a Nashville-based research company. And they ask pastors, okay, and I'm asking you as just church people, as shepherd, the sheep of God's flock. You know, there's too much emphasis put on Bible college degrees. You just need to get in the Word and begin to read it and digest it, and God will reveal the truth of His Word to you. But there was an article, this research, and they interviewed pastors, and the question was, do you believe that what you see right now happening in our country, the division, the racism, the gender issues, the identity politics, calling good evil, evil good, the abortions that have been taking place in our country, the shedding of innocent blood, and just a culture that has removed God from just about everything. Do you believe, the question that was presented to pastors, these are people who lead churches, that the signs of the end times that you read about in Matthew chapter 24, and we might read some of them, and I love to read the passage over in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that talks about these are the signs of the end times. But they ask pastors, do you believe as a pastor that what you're seeing in our country today, are these the signs of the end times? Do you see all these as the birth pains that Jesus Christ is about ready to return? And 9 out of 10, that's a pretty high percentage. The article said that the vast majority, not the majority, but the vast majority of pastors see signs of the end times in the current events of our country. And of course, in Matthew 24, it talks about the rise of false prophets and false teachings. You have the love of many believers growing cold. You have traditional morals becoming less accepted. Wars and national conflicts, earthquakes, other natural disasters, number of people abandoning their Christian faith, famines, and other such signs. And 9 out of 10 pastors believe that what we're seeing right now are signs of the end times. And, you know, what's pretty common, I talked about this just a moment ago, that the Spirit of God that's in me is the same Spirit of God that's within you, and the Spirit of God is not divided. There's only one church, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And so if you have that Spirit of God in you, as these pastors who lead these churches believe we're living in the end times, I want to know if you as a lay person, if you believe we're living in the end times. And I want you to call at 888. We have some lines that are open. Love to hear from you. 888-528-2557. My name is Dudley Rutherford. I'm filling in on the Frank Sontag Show. And I want to go to Daryl from Los Angeles. Daryl, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, brother. Turn that radio down. And I want to know if you are believing that we're in these end times. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I think you made a lot of good points on this, Alan. And I think we are, in fact, living in the end times. I think a lot of it is due to our we are no longer, it's not viable in this area to live off the land. I think we need to open up some of these low-income housing needs to become farmland. We got a great climate for it, and we're not growing up orange. And I think it's because it's the end time. There's too much they're building houses. My name's Daryl.
All right, Daryl. Listen, I appreciate you calling there. I'm not sure you fully understood that question. I'm looking at if you believe that what you see happening in our country is part of the end times. And I'm not, if you're listening right now, I'm not sure that building houses are part of the equation there in Matthew chapter 24, because we all have to live somewhere. But let's go to Jeff in Chatsworth. Jeff, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, Pastor Dudley, I believe that we are in the end times. And I go to your church there at Shepherd of the Hill.
Okay.
But I have a question for you. If you believe that we're in the end times, that we are, why don't you preach it more from your pulpit?
Well, I mention all the time that we need to be ready. But
you only mention a little, but why don't you, instead of that, why don't you just go and say, look, here's what Matthew says here in this here. You know, we've got Ezekiel, we've got the Gog-Magog war coming. You know, why aren't we all looking up for Jesus' soon return? And I think it should be more emphasis on that so that people are ready for the end times.
Yeah, Jeff, I could not agree with you more. And I don't know if you come to church each and every week, but we preach the whole counsel of God. And currently we're going through Psalm chapter 23 up at Shepherd, which is kind of fitting, you know, Shepherd Church, going through the great shepherd, the good shepherd. And, you know, we don't stay on just one thought the entire time, but we definitely believe, Jeff, just so you know, and I think 99.9% of my church knows that we encourage people to live every moment of every day that this could be your last. You could either die or the Lord Jesus Christ could return, and you need to be prepared. And if anyone who's listening right now and you're like driving on the freeways or listening on the internet and you have never given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, there are many, many, many things that God sends your way to remind you that He is the one who's ultimately in charge. It might be a rainbow in the sky. It might be the creation. The creation speaks forth to the greatness of God, to the power of God. I sit at the ocean and I just look at the waves and I think about how God created these waves and how powerful they are and how timely they are. And I know that there's a creator God of the universe. And then as you look to God's word and you read passages like Jeff just mentioned in Ezekiel and Matthew chapter 24 and the one in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and others, as you begin to study, you start to look at what's happening in our world. Are these truly, is Jesus Christ about ready to return? We would love to hear from you at 888-528-2557. Again, my name's Dudley Rutherford. I'm filling in on the Frank Sontag Show. And I want to hear from you. Do you believe we're living in the end times? And what is your prayer for our country? I want to go to Ron, who comes from downtown Los Angeles. Ron, thank you for joining us on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Dudley, how's it going?
Great, brother.
Great. Well, my answer would be no. You see, let me explain here. I think we're in ending times, but we've been in ending times for 2,000 years.
Okay, so you don't think anything that's going on in our world today is seen in Matthew chapter 24 and in 2 Timothy chapter 3?
Well, my Pastor Rawl, and I've been following this answer for the last 35 years.
Okay.
So in the mid-80s, Pastor Rawl was saying, you know, we're living in the end times, people better get with it. And, you know, going from an eschatological standpoint, that viewpoint was, it could happen any years from the creation of the state of Israel. 1949, 1989, better wake up, people. Okay, well, that was an understanding of a generation as being for 40 years. Now, a generation, it turns out, is 70 years. A man is to live 70. That's 70.
Okay.
But then there comes the other side of that, is a good generation is another 10 years. Am I correct or am I wrong?
Well, I mean, I know that has been interpreted that way, correct. I mean, I think that there was I think it was tied to Israel becoming a nation. I believe it was 1948, not 1949. But I do think you're in that. You're still in that window. You might not be exactly in the 70-year window, but you are in that time frame of Jews returning to Israel and God restoring that Israel as a nation. And then as you read through, you know, I'm looking right here at 2 Timothy 3, which I've not had a time to read yet, but I will out of the break, that talks about in the last days people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. There's a lot of things that I see. And again, 9 out of 10 pastors, according to the survey by Lifeway Research, that 9 out of 10 pastors believe that what we're seeing today, and I'm talking about the signs of the times, that what we see today could be a fulfillment of those scriptures. And
yeah, but we've seen the sign of the times going on for 2,000 years. That's my point. And if we are going to focus on our pastors, 9 out of 10, that's why we're getting it wrong, because they're all carnal, they don't preach the Word of God, and they don't stand by the truth. Look at this election, okay? When are we going to get a fair ballot? There was more ballots than where our real breathing people, and that's why our country is screwed up. Can we get it back on track? Can we actually get something where an accounting of the ballot has a believer president in charge of this nation? We need to get things on track that way.
Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and debate issues about the election. I think that's been debated for a while, but I have to 100% disagree with you that all pastors are carnal and not preaching the truth. I totally disagree with that. And I don't know what church you're actually sitting into and listening. Rawl Reese's church, which I believe, I don't know, I'm not even sure. I think his son is now the pastor of that church. But Ron, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate your viewpoint. And I want to go to Anthony, who's calling all the way from Simi Valley, California. Anthony, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
So how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. That last caller shook me up a little bit, but that's why we're here.
Well, you know, exactly. You know, I think that, like I was saying, that I think this is God's slap in the face to wake us up and show us that, you know, you think this is bad. You're talking about the end times. You think this is bad. The end times is going to be, I mean, we're not going to be able to handle it. And the problem is that everybody sits there and preaches how, you know, oh, I'm a Christian and I believe in this and that. But then what they do is they go around and they start judging and they start, you know, like about the churches, the pastors and stuff. You know what? Pastors are just human. And they're, you know, they fail at things just like we do. And I don't hold any pastor up higher than God ever. You know, you have to take the word from the Bible, period. And if you're not sure what your pastor is saying, then get into the Word and figure it out for yourself. And then, you know, get into fellowship with other people that want to learn and understand. And I think that's a problem with what's going on right now. I have a family member that actually went to seminary school, and, you know, he did the whole thing and actually started preaching in the church. And he is so far left right now that it breaks my heart.
Oh.
It breaks my heart. I held him at a higher standard just because of the fact that he is out there preaching the Word of God And then I don't know what happened or what went wrong, but he is for the LGB. I don't even pronounce it right, but and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, Anthony, I hear you, brother. And there's a book I wanted to mention. I know Frank's mentioned it, called Another Gospel. And I would encourage you, Anthony, to pick up that book. It's called Another Gospel by Alyssa Childers. And it talks a lot about how we've become, how progressive or liberal theology has snuck into the church and into people's way of thinking. But Anthony said something that every listener out there needs to take note of, and that is that it gets back to studying the Word of God and to really get in and dig deep to the truth of God's Word. And it's the only standard that we have. Pastors will fail, just like all people will fail. They are normal, but there is a higher standard, I think, that they live by. I know that, but we're still human. And we're going to continue to take your calls, and I want you to call, and we have several lines open at 888-528-2557. And this is Dudley Rutherford filling in today on the Frank Sontag Show. Wow, I love that song. You gotta tell me the name of that song, Wilbert. I'm so thankful to be here today. My name is Pastor Dudley Rutherford of Shepherd Church, and we're here every evening at 7 o'clock. We record our messages, and we're all over the airways. And Frank Sontag, he attends our church from time to time, and this is his radio program. Don't make any mistake about that. He's on every night between 3 to 5. PM here in the greater Los Angeles area, and I'm filling in for him today. He's taking a day off, and he'll be back on Monday, and we're talking about the end times, the signs of the end times. And my question, I got on today, and to be honest with everyone, I several months ago, when the whole country is just in such political upheaval, I tried to get off social media, and I tried to stop listening to all the stuff that was going on, because it was just discouraging me. It was like getting me down. And I'm preaching. We've been open for about 6 months, indoor and outdoor, and preaching every weekend, and just, my spirit was just being trampled. I just was discouraged in so many ways. So I kind of cut out all kinds of social media stuff. Certainly, the time I spent, just a couple of minutes a day posting things, was all I was doing. But I got asked to host the Frank Sontag Show today, and I got on and just looked at some of the headlines that were going on with United States striking airstrikes in Syria. They're fighting over a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, but only 9% of the stimulus bill is actually COVID relief, which is it's insanity if you think about that. I saw that in Nigeria, that gunmen broke into a school at gunpoint and abducted 315 young girls, and no one knows where they are. And I look at all the things with the division and the strife, and I look at 2 Timothy 3, Matthew chapter 24. I read this a moment ago. The Bible says, mark this. In other words, you need to write this down, that there are going to be terrible times in the last days. That's what it says. There's going to be terrible times in the last days. Well, that can be interpreted differently, but then it lists what those terrible times are. And when you actually sit down and start studying the scriptures, and God is like, it's like a bell, ding, 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 ding. When you see these things happening, you better pay attention. And you better get your house in order, because the Lord Jesus is about ready to return. And here's what the Bible says. It says that the people, when you see these things happening, these are the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful. It seems like everybody's ungrateful. Unholy. Seems like everybody's unholy. And it says without love. And when you see people who are unforgiving And it seems like every single person I run into, they're holding grudges and upset about things that have happened in the past. Most people today are unholy. Most people are ungrateful. They are without love. They are unforgiving, slanderous. Have you ever looked at Twitter and read down and just no matter what the topic, it's just one person bashing the next. It's like we've raised a country full of people who are just slanderous, who demean each other. And it says people without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. When you see all that happening, you know you're in the last days. You're living in the last times. And so I looked at that and I thought, you know what? And I saw this survey from Lifeway Research that said 9 out of 10 pastors believe we're living in those last days. And I thought I would just put it out there to people living here in Los Angeles because you never know, this could be the day the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And I want to hear from you. Do you believe we're living in the last days? Do you believe so? And if so, why? And what is your prayer for our city? What is your prayer for our nation? And I want to go to Jan, who's calling all the way from Laguna, California. Jan, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you, Pastor. I think it's quite possible we're in the last days. I think only God knows what days he set for that, and he's still in charge. But I know that my group and my family, we pray every night together on a conference call.
Yes.
I encourage other families to create either Zoom meetings or Skype calls or conference calls. There's a free conference call number you can go to pray together for our nation and right. The world, because I'm hearing things about curriculum for young children that scares me to death.
Oh, my.
That has racial undertones and anti-authority undertones, and I just pray for our children. Every day I start the day with a prayer on Facebook that I share with my friends, and it always asks God to please guide our little ones, guide our young adults to see what's really true, and to protect the children from the evil ones, because there are so many evil people out there that want to harm the little children. And so I see all the things you're talking about, the lack of morals, the lack of respect for authority. Nobody follows rules. Nobody follows the nobody pays attention to the like I said, rules and regulations. And nobody takes responsibility if they do something wrong. They just point the finger at someone else. So I think we could definitely be in the last days. But I think God's the one that has the control of that. And I think we need to keep our lamp oil full and keep our hearts full of Jesus. And every day I ask him to please inject himself into the center of our nation and get us back to where we belong.
Oh, those are some good words right there. Jan, thank you so much for calling. And I have to say amen to just about everything you said right there. And I think she made that clear that her prayer is for our young people, for the younger generation, the things that they're being taught. I want to go to Luther calling from South Los Angeles. Luther, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you very much. About 30 years ago, there was a movie called Failsafe.
Yes.
Henry Fonda. What it was about was we accidentally sent a nuclear missile to Russia, and then he was on the phone trying to convince Khrushchev that it was a false alarm. But any day, any minute now, we could be all go up in flames because they could destroy this world in 10 seconds, 10 minutes. Every living thing could die. And that's why I believe Christ will come here before then and take his followers to heaven, and the rest of the people that aren't Christians will be down here, be destroyed by nuclear weapons. And there is no future. Only in heaven there's future.
Right.
Because this country could go blow up in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, that's true. Luther, what is your prayer for our city and our nation?
Well, my prayer is that Jesus Christ will come any second now and take over this world. Because this world is is already evil now, and the Bible says God will destroy any nation that neglects God. It says so in the Old Testament. And we should be scared to death. We should be hoping that Christ comes. And I pray every day that he comes right now, because things are getting worse and where we could all go up in flames or be destroyed by nuclear weapons.
Yes, and I think that, you know, it is imperative, Luther, that we live every day of our life knowing and believing this could be, it could be the last day we have on this planet. And if you're not right with God, if you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to do that today. Don't wait and think, well, I'll do that tomorrow or I'll do that next Sunday. You got to start today. Let's go to Ozzy in Venice Beach. Ozzy, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. What's on your heart today?
Oh, hey there. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I just have to say, I do agree with you. And I was just listening to the last thing that you were talking about when you came back from the break. You were speaking about love, and I do believe that that is the number one tenet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have to say that, unfortunately, I see what's going on in our political environment as a lot of Christians have lost their way. And I look at President Trump, ex-President Trump, that is, who he represented to me the Antichrist. He represented everything that Jesus Christ was the opposite. Now, a lot of people have held him on a pedestal, and a lot of people worship him as their, almost as their Lord and Savior. And that, to me, is incredibly troubling as a Christian, as someone who reads the Bible on a daily basis, and I look at what's the number one thing that Jesus Christ would like us to do, and that is to love one another. And what does Donald Trump do? But he espouses hate, and he divides, and he sends out horrible messages of evilness. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think Jesus Christ would think about Donald Trump? Do you think that he would agree with the beliefs that Donald Trump has? No, that man is the Antichrist. So if anything, Christians need to find their way again. They need to love one another, our gay friends, our lesbian friends, our homosexual friends, our transgender friends, our black friends, brown friends, they are our brothers. And the moment we recognize that we have fallen so far from the gospel, we have to get back to the number one thing, and that's to love one another. And a man like Donald Trump has done so much damage to the gospel. He's done so much damage to Christian values that I don't know how we're going to get back from that.
Ozzy, I want to thank you for calling. I would push back on some of that. It sounded like you wanted us to love everybody but Donald Trump. It sounded like he was the only person on this planet that you don't like. And I'm not sure any of those politicians are the Antichrist. I don't believe that at all. And I think that me personally, and I don't know what circles you travel in, but I'm around a lot of people. I never met people in wholesale that ever thought that Donald Trump was the person that represents Christ on this earth. I've always felt that he's just a politician first and foremost, and pray for him that he would come to follow the Lord. But I do agree with you on love is one of the greatest things that we need to get back to, and that's including, don't forget to throw in the politicians as far as we should pray for them and love them, and to demean any person the way you just did is unchristian as well, as far as I'm concerned. But I appreciate you calling. We're going to take a break and would like to hear from you. We still have some lines open, 888-528-2557. This is Dudley Rutherford filling in on the Frank Sontag Show. Oh, thank you for playing that song. My name is Dudley Rutherford. I'm the pastor of Shepherd Church. I actually teach a spin class. Wilbert, you don't know this, but on Wednesday nights, I teach a Christian spin class. I spin to that song. I lead that. I use that song in our spin class. It's a secular spin studio called Voltage. indoor cycling, but the bikes are all set up outside. They asked me to teach a class. I said, hey, I'll do it if I can do Christian music. And so every Wednesday night I lead this class. I call it the best Christian spin class in Los Angeles, because it's the only Christian spin class in Los Angeles. But we spin to that song. And if you're out there, pay attention to those cyclists. Give them a little extra room because they need some TLC. I'm filling in for Frank Sontag today on his show. Frank's here every day from 3 to 8 on KKLA. And I pastor a local church here called Shepherd Church. I'm here on the radio. You can come back here tonight at 7 o'clock. And you'll hear one of our sermons as I preach. And have just been blessed to be a part of this city for the last 30 years. I've seen a lot of changes. And today when they called and asked if I would just be willing to host today, which is always an honor and a privilege, I just started thinking about all the things going on in our world. And my heart always goes back to, are we living in those last days? And found an article that said 9 out of 10 pastors believe that the current events, these are things that are happening now. The purpose of this program tonight is not to bash any one politician. It's to ask you a question, and that is, do you believe we're living in the last days? And if so, why do you believe that? And what is your prayer for our city? I want to go to Mike in Simi Valley, who's called in and been waiting a while. Mike, I want to welcome you to the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Pastor Dudley. This is Michael.
Hey, Michael. What's on your heart?
And his twin brother, Pat, and my brother, Pat.
All right.
I'm glad to have finally gotten through. Yes, I do think we're in the end days, and I guess my prayer is that we find peace and be able to deal with one another. I think one of my biggest disappointments was the way that the church was locked down. I don't think it ever should have been locked down. I think we could have found something that, you know, would have been agreeable. I thought that was very sad. And, you know, I think we're in the end days. You know, the season here in Simi Valley, it was a very quick winter. And I know in the end times that the seasons don't seem to hold their own. And some of the human disasters and a lot of, you know, severe weather occur. And that's kind of what we're looking at now.
Right.
So I see it.
And what about the moral climate of our country?
Well, the moral climate, in my mind, couldn't be any worse.
Yeah, and you feel like that's a...
really deteriorated in terms of just behavior, the Ten Commandments. Back in the day, there was me and Mike grew up with our dad was a homicide investigator with LAPD.
Wow.
And there was a real respect for the police department and for the law. And, you know, it was really serious. If you had anything that happened to you that would show on your record, it'd be there for a long time. And now it seems like the Justice Department has kind of become, you know, where they just let people out and just recently just emptying jails, it seems like.
Unless it's you, if you do something wrong, they're going to lock you up for a long time, brother.
Yeah, exactly. But I do feel like there's just been a huge change, and we have a relative. We're relative to the World War II with our parents. I know you're a little younger than us, but you know, we had one car. We all walked to work. The mom was always at home. So I don't know if I'm talking about the breakdown of the family, I guess, but that's happened. And you know, who would have known back when I was a child, when I was a kid, and then through junior high and then through high school, that this would be the world we would be looking at, where, you know, everybody's broken up, families are broken up, the moms are over here, dads are over there, everybody has their own car. When we were growing up, we had one car, and we walked to school, all four boys, and my mom said, if anybody weird comes around you, just walk to the nearest door. Well, you can't do that anymore, but right, you know, knock on the door and that guy will take off. So
what is your prayer for our city and for our nation?
Yes, I would pray for our entire city and the entire country. me and Mike, as an example, we've been taking the been going through the Compelled book again.
Hey.
And we're really getting a lot out of it, and we keep inviting people, and we've got like five people now. We started with just me and Mike.
Bible study.
And I think that there's so many lost out there now that, you know, I think Jesus has a lot of patience. And from his throne, and, you know, people should read Isaiah 6 to just realize how big God is. Mm. And people just don't give him the credit of who he is. And I think he's being very patient, but I do think that he's tired of all of this sinning. I mean, you know, if you look at the Ten Commandments, we shouldn't be lying, we shouldn't be stealing. There's lust everywhere. There's all kinds of bad pornography all over TV. Me and my wife were watching a movie the other day, and we were just watching a normal channel, and all of a sudden there was a cuss word on there, and it's like, that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And so I think people behind the scenes are starting to push whatever amount of sin they can into entertainment. And, you know, there's just, you know, I think the word is getting out. I always thought when I was younger that, you know, that in the twinkling of an eye, everybody will see Jesus on a white horse, and that's the end. And I thought, oh, that's, you know, I'll be glad when he comes. But I thought, yeah, that's going to be a long time away. But now you look, and how's everybody going to see him? And then you see the satellites, and you see the computers and all of that, and it's like, wow, now I can see where everybody can see him. And so a lot of things are playing out that I never would have dreamed of. The power of the computers and all of that, yeah. It's changing.
Yeah, I want to thank you, too, for calling. I don't know if I've ever talked to twins on a radio before, but those brothers are from Simi Valley, and I think they speak for a lot of us that we see things changing in our world. And I certainly believe that we've got to get to this point where we're more aware of what's going on. I'm amazed, and I really wish I had more time. I wish we could take every person who's called in. I wish we could realize how Satan has the power to blind and to keep people from seeing the truth. And as a nation, our hearts are waxed over. We've lost. You know, the Old Testament talks about having the forehead of a prostitute, and that basically means that you sin, and we no longer blush over sin. Sin should bother us. Sin should lead us and cause us to know that we're out of sync with God and what God intended. And this is a very complex, studying the end times. For some, it's difficult to understand. But what you need to know is the Bible says no one knows the day nor the hour, but only God, the Father. And there's going to come a time where you're going to see these heavens split open, and the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. And I just want to encourage you, if you're not saved, You need to get saved today. Get to church, open up your Bible, get down on your knees, and ask God into your heart. I've had a great time filling in for Frank Sontag today on his show. Want to encourage you to be back on Monday. He'll be back sitting at his desk, and he'll be roaring to go. And again, this has been Dudley Rutherford. It's been such a blessing to be with you. God bless each and every one of you. This is the Frank Sontag Show.